Let us pray. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of room up here. This is really nice. There's just a lot of room up here. I have redeemed you and called you by name, and you are mine. I am honored, you are honored and precious to me, and I love you. You know, that was being said to a bunch of people who were in exile, who were not around, who weren't home, who didn't know what to do. There was so much going on in their lives that they just felt so overwhelmed by everything. And we hear these words from this prophet Isaiah. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I am honored. You are honored and precious. And I love you. What wonderful, wonderful words to hear and to share with one another. So I want to share a couple things. I want to talk about the past, the present, and the future. So the past. We celebrated 200 years of Grace United Church of Christ not too long ago. And think of what that celebration was. Some of you weren't even here yet. And that is good news. Because that means that the present is part of the future. But think about that celebration of who Grace is, who Grace was, and how God has continued to work through you and me in this place in Fairfield County in Lancaster, Ohio. The past also included Carson and Lily, who were very little when I first came, and wouldn't even talk to me. Do you remember that? You wouldn't even talk to me. You hid behind Grandpa, and you wouldn't even talk to me. I know, that's pretty silly. But we've come from a past of not knowing exactly what we were doing or how we were going to do it. We knew that we had hope and grace, but we needed God to work with us. And so we had this past of, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, and you are mine. You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. And we began to take steps out of that fear of not knowing what it was or who we were going to be or how God was calling us. And we came to this present where we are an intergenerational church, where we offer hope and we let children be who they are. I don't know if you noticed, but when I'm watching Henry. You all can't see him, but Henry, you know, has learned to walk. And Henry is back and forth and back and forth. And what a wonderful gift of hope that is for us all. Because the present is about those of us who are gathered here this day and some who weren't able to be here. As I mentioned earlier, Tony and Izzy and Gwen, well, and Chris and Sue too, but they couldn't be here today. They are celebrating with their family. But the present, it's about who we are right now. In the midst of all the fear of the world, in the midst of not knowing what it is that we're supposed to be doing, God is redeeming us. God has called us by name. God loves us. So we have the past and we have the present, but we have the future as well. And this future of hope for this place, for Grace United Church of Christ, to be that progressive voice in this town, in this community. Step out of the fear and offer the hope. Step out of the fear and be who God is calling you to be. You are on the cusp. You are on the cusp of being what Grace is called to be. It is a hope that I offer you. And so one of the questions that was asked of me at the exit interview was, what are your goals for us in this next little bit? So I offer you two things. Be that open and affirming church that you are, which means going through the process of the United Church of Christ. You welcome everyone. You open your arms with hope and grace. Do the process. And the next is to be the progressive voice in this community about gun reform, about opening our hearts to everyone, even if they look different than us. Opening our hearts and our words and our very actions to those who look different than us, but need our help to take that stand. Grace United Church of Christ, you are loved by God, and you are loved by me. There is a part of my heart that you opened up and helped me to be the pastor that I was called to be here at Grace. Oh, I know that many of us, many of you, even me, hoped that it would be longer. But in this gift of what God has given to us, the gift of listening and discerning the call on my life and the call on your life, I have used the gifts and the graces that God has shared with me. It is your turn at this time in this space to be who God is calling you to be. You can do it. I know you can. Now, are you going to have 350 people here again? No. That's not who the church is. Any church is at this day and time. But you are the church of love and hope and grace and mercy, and I offer that to you. Be Grace United Church of Christ in this place, in this time, as you look toward the future. You'll be okay because you have God on your side. Open yourselves up to hear what God is saying to you. We are connected together through God. Through God's love, through God's hope, through God. Connected together. Always and everywhere. So we have a song that we're going to share with you that connects us together in love.